So what is the best approach to poverty? For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. It's good news that we no longer ask, should we help the poor? Now we ask, what's the best way to help the poor? Both liberal and conservatives are concerned about poverty and its related problems of crime, broken families, and medical issues. Some suggest that problems as big as this can only be solved by the government. Money poured into social programs and relying on government to develop newer, better educational and legal systems. That's the way to end poverty. But government programs can only address external issues, while humans suffer from both physical and spiritual maladies. This is especially true of poverty in America, which is mostly rooted in relational, not financial, poverty. And that's why programs like Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree are so powerful. They reach out to people in love, bring healing to relationships, break the cycle of crime. It offers a solution too big for government to handle. My church signed up for Angel Tree. Did yours? For thepointradio.org, I'm John Stone Street.